Miss Rowling, thanks for granting me this interview. My first question is, how did you get the idea for Harry Potter?
I was taking a long train journey from Manchester to London, and the idea for Harry just fell into my head. At that point, it was essentially the idea for a boy who didn't know he was a wizard, and the wizard school he ended up going to.
Any hints you could share about what to expect in future Harry Potter books?
The theme running through all 7 books is the fight between good and evil, and I'm afraid there will be casualties. Children usually beg me not to kill Ron whenever I tell them this. They seem to think he is most vulnerable, probably because he is the hero's best friend.
What do you think it is about Harry Potter that connects with so many people?
It's very hard to think about my work in those terms because I really wrote it entirely for myself. It is my sense of humor in the books, not what I think children will find funny. And I suppose that would explain some of the appeal to adults. On the other hand, I think that I have very vivid memories of how it felt to be Harry's age, and children seem to identify strongly with Harry and his friends.
Did you ever expect Harry Potter to be so successful?
I would have been crazy to have expected what has happened to Harry. The most exciting moment for me, against very stiff competition, was when I found out Harry was going to be published. It was my life's ambition to see a book I had written on a shelf in a bookstore. Everything that has happened since has been extraordinary and wonderful, but the mere fact of being able to say I was a published author was the fulfillment of a dream I had had since I was a very small child.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. When did Rowling get the idea for Harry Potter? Number 2. What will happen in future Harry Potter books? Number 3. Why do the books also appeal to adult readers? Number 4. Why are the books so popular with children? Number 5. What was Rowling's childhood dream?